Miss something?
Never mind.
I know you can wait.
You can catch up right here.
Claire and Dane's podcast.
The Bachelor on Win, 7:30 last night, 7:30 tonight, Claire, and it was drama. Liz and Jen went on a date. Two girls went on a date. One girl only came back, but that wasn't the only drama. There was also Sian at the cocktail party. And then Channel 10, Win decided what they'll do is they would show the rose ceremony. Maddie put a rose down and then said to be continued. The one person that might know what happens next.
He just cut his finger.
Yeah, on a thorn. Liz was the person that got voted out, though, in the two-on-one date. She joins us right now. Hi,
morning.
Liz.
Hey, guys. How you going?
Oh, dude. My God, Liz. I can't believe it.
Yeah, shocking.
Yeah,
right?
I know.
Shocking. Ripped off.
Yes. Yes.
Now, Liz, look, you may feel a little ripped off, but how was your experience as a whole for the time that you were on The Bachelor?
100% hand on my heart. It was the best thing I've ever done, and I've had such an amazing experience. I'm so grateful for it,
and
I've met some amazing girls, and we'll be friends forever. So,
genuinely,
that's 100%, you know,
legit.
Where I'm at.
So
yeah, legit.
Do you hang out with those girls now?
I do hang out with those girls now. We were hanging out last week. Two of the girls came from interstate to stay with me for a week last week. And yeah, we just had a great time and caught up like old times, but we were allowed to go and do things together in the real world and
yeah, that's cool.
Not be stuck, not be locked in a mansion.
And you get to choose what you get to do as well.
Yeah.
Exactly right.
Was Jen with you?
No, Jen wasn't with me.
Oh, okay. So she's not one of those girls you're hanging out with?
Look, I think Jen's a great person, but she's not somebody that
come
I would...
on, Liz.
No, look, genuinely, there is qualities that she has that I do admire, and we just don't... She's just not my person that I hang out with in my social network. You know, I'm about quality, not quantity.
Fair enough.
Tell us about that limo ride. When you got chosen for the two-on-one date, we were like, one of us is going home. What was that limo ride like with her to the date with Maddie?
Look, it wasn't the best limo ride I've ever had in my life, but it wasn't bad. I think they just really edited it to make it look like it was super awkward. But we had a chat and, you know, had a laugh on the way there, and it was really good.
Do you think no matter who it was or which of the girls it was that was with you in that limo, it still would have been a little bit awkward anyway because you know you're both going on a date?
Look, you know what? I'm actually glad it was Jen and, say, not one of my close friends in there.
Yeah.
Because I would have been heartbroken had we had to be pitted against one another, albeit that's what the premise of the show is. But I think it was easier to detach yourself from who it was.
Mm. Liz, the deal breaker, it seemed for Maddie, was the future and family. Has that changed for you at all? Or were you just like, maybe Maddie isn't the one for me?
Oh, didn't you know I've had like 5 kids since I've been out of the house?
Wowzers, Liz.
Wow.
Just
I mean,
popping
I've completely
out.
Changed everything. Just in the hope that I might get an Instagram like from him. no, it's literally, they've not been in my life's plan. And it's not that it's complete no, it's just I haven't met the right one that's made me want to spawn and my biological clock is not ticking yet.
Yeah, right. No,
do you find that you still get clucky around friends' kids though? Or are you just one of those people that's just not right yet?
Nah, my brother's got 3 daughters and the oldest one
back?
Is 13 and I love them dearly, but I'm quite happy to send them home when it's time to go home.
Yep.
All right, let's talk about the drama after, unfortunately, you were eliminated, sent Jen back to the house, and then Liz, Sian, the proverbial hit the fan. She was leaving, then she was staying. Maddie's not paying attention to her. She's not sure if it's the right thing. Neck minute, rose ceremony. He picks one up, puts it down, cut to black. What happens next, Liz?
I don't know, guys. You'll have to watch. That's why they have to be continued.
Do you think that maybe he just cut his finger on a rose thorn and they're just going to have to bring in the production
crew? Possibly. Or he maybe needed to go and, like, adjust his hair or go and talk to Osha for a pep talk. I don't know, guys.
But
come on.
In the whole situation, though, what do you know of the situation? Can you give us a little insight? Because it's pretty full on to be able to for this situation to happen.
What I do know is the poor guy is put in a room with 18 feral females after quite a few beverages. So it's a bit like walking into a lion's den.
Mm.
I can see that.
Right.
I can completely see that.
Do you know how you were saying earlier you've been hanging out with your friends of yours, some girlfriends from the show?
Mm-hmm.
Have any of them brought their new boyfriend along, e.g. Maddie?
I'm not allowed to divulge that information.
So do you know who wins?
No, I don't. Top secret, guys.
Hey, Liz, you're an absolute champion. Thank you so much. Unfortunately,
thanks,
you can catch out the 2B continue tonight, 7:30 on Win. Thanks, Liz.
Have a good day, guys.
You too.
Now, Dane, as everyone knows, I'm sure they've heard enough of, I am getting married in March next year.
Yeah.
I'm 6 months away now. I'm pretty much organised.
Yeah.
Like, organised in my head mostly. I've paid for most of the little things. Just got to pay the bigger things.
Yeah.
One of the only problems I'm having at the moment is trying to figure out who to invite. So I've sent out most of my invites.
Okay.
And look, my mum's paying for venue, right?
Right.
And so we're having that little nudge discussion of, well, I'm paying for it. Well, it's my wedding.
It's a bit rough.
Yeah. And so she's invited an entire table's worth of friends, right?
Well, that's like 10 people?
Yeah.
And what's the minimum amount you need for this venue?
So the minimum amount for the venue is 90 adults.
Okay.
And so I've said to her, all right, no problem, but your 10 people or however many people you want to invite are on top of my minimum.
Oh, okay. So you want to invite the 90?
I still want my own 90 people.
Right, okay.
Anything that you want will be above that. So just so you know, you're paying extra for your friends.
Okay, fair enough. So she's paying for it all anyway, isn't she?
Yeah.
Okay.
Pretty much. So I've started to write out the invites. I've got most of them done.
Yeah.
But then there's, you know, those like straggler friends that you're not sure whether you should invite or not. Like, I've got friends in Sydney that I haven't really spoken to in the past few years. And we had made a decision earlier when we first organized the wedding stuff that if we hadn't heard from that person in over a year or if one of us hadn't met them, they weren't coming.
Right. Okay. That's a good rule to have.
Yeah. But then people pop out of the woodwork sometimes and start talking to you again or whatever else.
Yes.
And so I guess the question is, do I invite these certain people?
Yeah.
And then there's people from work as well. Like, do you invite people from work? I've been here a year now, so I know you well enough and I see you every day.
And you sort of mentioned that I might get a start and I was surprised. And like, if you didn't invite me, I wouldn't be like, oh man, I can't believe I'm not going to Claire's wedding. It's just one of those things when it comes to work, like, is it more of a friendly thing to do because you feel like you have to socially?
Yeah.
Or do you genuinely, like, you don't have to answer this question. Do you genuinely want me and my girlfriend there? Presuming we're both invited. See, that's another thing, to invite partners
well. You know, and so this is where it gets a bit tricky.
Murky, yeah.
Did you invite people from your workplace?
Yeah.
It could be a wedding, it could be a birthday, an anniversary, any of those big events.
Engagements.
13, 12, 16. Let us know, please.
Jumbo, mate, did you invite work people to your wedding? How did you go about it? Jumbo, 13, 12, 16, mate, wedding invitations, people from work, what did you do for your wedding?
Yeah, we only had a backyard wedding. Yeah, we invited friends from work.
How long had you been working there, though?
6 years or something.
Okay. Oh, okay. So they were long-term workmates.
Yeah, I didn't invite all of them, only the ones I liked.
Okay.
Well, this is the question, Jumbo, should I invite Dane?
Well, it depends. Do you like him?
Oh, I don't know. It depends on the day, I think. Nah.
Hey, Jumbo, so then in terms of inviting friends and then not all of them, how did you tell the people that weren't invited? How did you go about breaking that to the people that weren't invited so they didn't get hurt?
Sometimes you've just got to cut the list to suit yourself. Because our first list was 400 people.
Jeez.
Oh, wow. How big's your backyard?
In the end, we just said that the friends we associated with and our long-lost friends, that doesn't matter how long you're apart, it's like you're never apart when you catch up.
Yeah, exactly, that's
a good point.
Hey,
thanks,
Jumbo. Thanks for your call, buddy.
No worries.
Yeah, thanks so much. 13, 12, 16, if you get involved in the show at any time.
Yeah.
He's got a good point there.
He does.
But then it's tricky telling people because there's that whole situation of, you don't want to let someone down, but are you inviting them just because you work together? Do you genuinely
like
the person?
Outside of work, when it comes to people wanting to be invited but aren't invited, luckily I don't live in Sydney, so I can't really be harassed on a daily basis.
Yeah.
And people who haven't spoken to me in a while aren't going to just message me and be like, so where's my invite?
Yeah, exactly.
You'd hope not, at least.
YouTube.
YouTube is a wonderful world of weird.
Weird. You can catch up on TV. You can stream things. You can watch movie
trailers.
There's
YouTube Red now as well, which it constantly asks me if I want to sign up for.
Which is their streaming service, their own streaming service.
And it also means that you can watch YouTube videos without ads.
Yeah.
You know what? I'll sit through the 30-second ad rather than pay you, but thank you.
It's absolutely amazing what's on YouTube. And the thing with it is that you can get lost for hours. Fail videos, whatever you're into. Like my little niece Harper, she's three. She watches YouTube, or she calls it the YouTubies, and she will watch weirdly unboxing videos and toy videos, toy reviews and all that type of thing. Three.
You think she'd just want to watch like Play School or something on there, not unboxing videos.
Yeah, exactly right. And I was watching a video yesterday. You're like, what are you watching? And it was like a Lego review video. Mm. And so it sort of got me thinking, because YouTube's one of those places where, yeah, you'll watch the mainstream stuff, but there's always a niche type of video that you like to watch on YouTube.
Yeah.
What we want to know on 13, 12, 16 is, what's your like YouTube crux? Like what's your secret videos that you always watch on YouTube?
What is it that when you go to YouTube, you always end up watching? Because we all know that there is one, you know, whether it be giraffes or something.
Yes, exactly right. Do you,
I love watching ads.
The what?
I love watching ads, American ads.
Oh, American ads.
Yeah. I'll go in there and watch. Like I love the, you know, the drug ads that they have, as in like prescription drugs. They've always got like these extra exclaimers on them and they go for like 5 minutes. I think it's hilarious.
Is there anything else you really like to watch?
My secret.
What's your one?
Dr. Pimple Popper.
Yes, I love her. She's amazing. Dr. Sandra Lee.
I was watching some the other night and Sam's like, what are you watching?
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I'm watching this. And he's like, you're so weird. And then I accidentally started watching Earwax Removal.
Oh, no.
And that was just as good.
Yeah, anyway. I'm with you. Yeah. So mine are like Lego reviews about new sets and all that type of thing. Yours is Dr. Pimple Popper. 13, 12, 16. What's your secret YouTube video obsession? Jennifer, what's yours?
I find myself watching a lot of like top 10 most, you know, memorable deaths in films.
Oh,
top 10.
Yes.
Right? Like, there's a lot of top 10s out there. And it's always like movie endings or, you know, characters in shows that have done this or that. It's kind of like, I just get caught up watching the top 10.
That's how YouTube works.
No, that's a good one. Yeah, top 10 best movie kisses. And then you watch.
Yeah, that's it.
And it goes on and on and on.
So, it's a brutal, vicious circle. Hey, thanks for your call.
That's okay.
I agree. I'm all about those videos too.
Oh, really?
Top 10 list. And do you know what I've sort of started watching at the moment?
Oh, here we go.
Is mascot fails. And like where heads fall off or mascots fall over or Disneyland or Disney World where the characters fall over or knock a kid over or something or fall off a stage. Like I've just been watching all of those. I've just been wetting myself laughing.
There's a YouTube one called Fail Army, which I'm sure a lot of people have heard about. Fiancé Sam loves Fail Army. He loves watching the fails of the month, fails of the week. I can't watch them.
I struggle watching them too because I feel I get that hurt for them. Yes.
In my, like, say they hurt their leg, I get that pang in my leg. I'm like, ooh,
yes,
no.
That's exactly
right. I can't
watch him.
I don't know how he does it.
And I just feel like not knowing that they're okay afterwards, I struggle with. If
and
I knew they were okay, I'd be fine. But
sometimes there's a disclaimer saying they are okay if it's a really serious one.
Oh, it's just, all serious. Like the gymnastics ones where they land on their head and you're like,
don't even talk about it.